Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This program contains language and sequences some viewers may find disturbing.
The nation and all of our freedoms hang by a thread, and the military apparatus of this country is about to be handed over to scum, who are beholden to scum, Russian scum.
Please listen. If you don't, if you won't, if you fail to understand, and the same incredible terror that's menacing me will strike in you!
The function of all life is survival. Sleep. Sleep. Sleep.
Oh my God! Lock the door!
They're coming! They're coming! Help! Help! They're coming! They're coming! Listen to me! Listen! Help me! You're next, please! Please! You're next, we're in danger! Please, listen to me! It's something terrible! Please! You're next, here they are! They're already here! Help! You're next! They're coming! They're coming!
Sleep. The seed is planted. Sleep. Sleep. Terror grows. Sleep.
Ellen, wake up! Get you when you sleep! Sit up!
Invasion of the body snatchers.
All of a sudden, they're growing like parasites. Is it contagious?
Stop! Free all the homies!
It looked right at me.
You need to get out!
You're looking at it as if it was human. It was not human.
Now, the classic fear begins to grow.
We're being cornered!
In a modern masterpiece of science fiction.
They're barricading the street.
Invasion of the body snatchers.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Therapists in the U.S. say they are seeing increasing numbers of patients with what they call Donald Trump anxiety disorder.
Trump anxiety disorder.
Trump derangement syndrome.
Trump derangement syndrome is clinically real.
It doesn't merely affect individuals, but entire political parties, rendering them unrecognizable.
1 minute, they're perfectly normal. The next, rabid.
The veneer of civilization is evaporating quickly. Families and culture are collapsing. And godless leftists are behaving just like zombies of modern lore.
You can't trust your best friend. The neighbor next door.
Psychologist Dr. Stuart Bassman says for his clients, it started the morning after the election.
Doctors are seeing patients suffering from Trump anxiety disorder.
A number of people are manifesting what I would call post-traumatic stress disorder.
An overpowering fear that President Trump represents the end of the world.
Pray it doesn't happen to you.
Land of the dead!
Revit.
White males.
Folks, Mike Adams is about to join us coming up in the next segment. He's been watching the Davos Group very closely and has a key article, Globalist Following Planetary Script to Replace Humans with AI Systems. You are now obsolete. We're going to talk about how we defeat this Mark of the Beast system with the great Health Ranger, Mike Adams, straight ahead. Remember, our sites, our backup sites that bypass the censors are conspiracyfact.info and alexwithright.com.
In early 2022, InfoWars launched a very important fundraiser that kept us on air. Your support of that fundraiser is the reason we are still here today fighting the globalist and having incredibly successful results. So I thank you for your past support. Now, that was a three-coin series, the founding member coin. The final coin that we're putting out for a long time is the Teddy Roosevelt Man in the Arena coin, exclusively available at 1776coin.com. There are only a few thousand of the coins left. And yes, there's a markup on the coins because that's why it's a fundraiser. And the coin is a collector's item memento of your support during the Second American Revolution. So if you want to get one of these coins, they're going fast, and you can get $30 off on the coin with promo code 1776 at 1776coin.com. Thanks for keeping us on the air.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Well, InfoWars and all the rest of the great patriots in the last 50, 60 years warring of the New World Order have been totally vindicated. But the Davos Group says they're in deep trouble and their minions are having to resign all over the world as all the news of the poison shots comes out and confirms what myself and Mike Adams told you years ago. We'll be getting to the latest poison shot news that is literally pouring out, that is just exploding everywhere. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, but I wanted to get to the 35,000-foot view first with Mike Adams because he's an engineer and a really smart guy that's been tracking this. Got a new article at naturalnews.com. Globalists following planetary script to replace humans with AI systems. You are now obsolete. So let's tackle that first. Mike Adams, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you, Alex, for having me on. And yes, for most of human history until this current inflection point, the people have been exploited for the products of their labor, their ideas, their creativity, solely for the purpose, from the point of view of globalists, of giving rise to AI and making humans obsolete. So they needed to have a certain level of technology. We needed the transistor to be invented. We needed high tech. We needed an Internet of Things and so on. We needed the connectivity, 5G and 6G. And humans were necessary to get to that point. Now that we are there, the inflection point, the orders given to the globalists, as John Kerry said, I'm paraphrasing, but he said at the WEF in Davos, he said that there's an extraterrestrial force that has selected certain humans like him to save the planet. And he doesn't mean to save the planet for humanity. He means to save the planet from humanity. In other words, to save the planet by destroying humanity. So from now forward, actually from the release of COVID and the pandemic forward, this is the human extermination phase of the script of human civilization. It's all been scripted, as you well know, as your audience knows, fake news, fake science, fake history, fake education, fake cultural, pushing that men can be women and so on. It's all been faked. It's all been scripted. Our planet is a giant Truman Show. And now this inflection point means the desire by the globalists to achieve the end of humanity. So that's where we are right now in the script.
Give us more of the 35,000-foot view from their own writings and where they want to take us.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're all familiar with OpenAI system ChatGPT, and we know that within about 2 years, something like 70 to 80% of all the writing online will be carried out by AI systems. AI systems will very soon replace most conventional doctors, because being a robotic pill pusher, a sort of an exotic vending machine for big pharma, doesn't take a human being. So most of modern medicine is already obsolete to be replaced by AI. Now, that doesn't mean that naturopaths or complementary medicine or alternative doctors are obsolete. They are not, because they are still human. They understand compassion. They can connect the dots. They can see the big picture of what's causing sickness or dis-ease in other human beings. So naturopathy will always be relevant, but pill-pushing doctors will be obsolete. The next phase that is desperately needed by the globalists is to tie AI systems into bipedal humanoid robotic exoskeletons or robotic systems. That's being worked on diligently by Amazon and by Google. You know, you've seen the robotic dogs, the combat robots that are under development around the world, the arming of robots, but also at Amazon, they're trying to replace human workers with warehouse robots so they can then lay off hundreds of thousands of human workers. And it turns out that packing items into boxes is a very difficult thing that is easy to achieve from a human point of view with hands and fingers and dexterity and eyesight and object recognition and so on. But it's very difficult from a robotic point of view. But that is about to be achieved. Over the next 10 years, Alex, we will see these humanoid robots tied to cloud-based AI systems. This is why they need 5G and even 6G systems for the very high bandwidth data communication so that the robots don't have to have the brains in their own bodies. The robots are going to be communicating with cloud AI systems that will tell the robots what to do, that will do the vision recognition, that will make the decisions and control the limbs of the robots. So we're looking at something kind of out of that, what was the movie, I, Robot, with Will Smith, I believe, not too many years ago. That is absolutely coming. It's going to be here in probably less than 10 years. Humans are already considered obsolete, and that's why they are deliberately killing us off.
And this is a very important point to add to this, whether it's not eating beef or making us eat bugs or cutting up our power, giving us windmills, electric cars that are not doable for the general public and we don't even have the material for. They are forcing this anti-human, post-human revolution. It's not the natural way we're going. And there's major winds against this and a lot of resistance. And I think if people realize that, hey, a self-checkout's not bad in and of itself, except in the larger global plan, there won't be any waitresses, there won't be any waiters. You know, McDonald's in Dallas is all robot. And this is designed to where humans don't have jobs anymore. We'll be put on social credit score, universal basic income, to further domesticate us, where we make ourselves obsolete by not knowing how to farm, not knowing how to be a carpenter, not knowing how to be a machinist. And then with all the green laws, make it to where any type of machine not made by just a few companies is outlawed. That's their admitted plan. So this is a vertical integrated total post-human monopoly being formed in front of us.
Absolutely. And understand that the deliberate takedowns of the food infrastructure, fertilizer infrastructure, and energy infrastructure is all designed to crush human economies, to cause mass famine, starvation, and, of course, with more outbreaks being planned, more vaccines being pushed, more boosters, which, as you said earlier, the evidence is coming out. It's irrefutable, mass infertility, mass disability, maiming, and death. The end of the human race for those who are taking the multiple booster shots. I mean, that's not an exaggeration. For people who keep taking the boosters, your family tree is done. Your history, your family is done, okay? And it's only going to be the purebloods who are the future of the human race, because the good news here, and I hope we can talk about this, is that I think that the globalists will only partially succeed, which means I think they'll fail in their larger goal. They won't be able to kill off 7 billion of us. They may kill off a couple of billion. That is a very realistic outcome over the next decade or so. But they won't kill all 7 billion of us, because there are purebloods. There are people who are awake, who are alive, who are connected to God and faith, people who are fully human. And fully human people are hard to kill. Now, they're going to try through many methods. They're pushing mRNA into the cattle, into the food supply, so that they can expose you to spike protein in your hamburgers or your conventional meat products. What this is going to do is it's going to force the pure blood people to source locally, which will actually create more food redundancy and resiliency. People will buy their beef from local farmers, local ranchers. People will get their vegetables, non-GMO, heirloom seeds from local sources.
And obviously you've been pushing this trend for a long time, live on your own farm and are sustainable. But now the instincts everywhere, it's the most popular trend globally to get out of the city, get back to nature. People instinctively realize these big cities are prisons. These are parasitic kill grids.
Well, absolutely. You probably saw the article, the story out of Scotland, I believe, the 20-minute city plan, which you will only be allowed to operate within a 20-minute walk of where you live. No cars for you, no transportation out of your sector. You're going to have a 20-minute diameter of the life that you're allowed to have. So again, this is a Truman Show scripting. You're being fed an artificial reality. You're being given all these artificial limits to isolate you from your true potential as a human being, as a gift of God, the gift of life from God. You are designed to be more than what the globalists want from you, because the globalists want you dead. And by the way, Canada is now the number one organ harvesting nation in the world in terms of post-euthanasia organ harvesting. So they're pushing people to agree to commit suicide and then taking their organs in order to benefit the medical establishment. Canada is looking a lot like China. The difference is, in China, they organ harvest you at gunpoint after arresting you for being a Falun Gong member. In Canada, they coerce you. They talk you into it when you're in your weakest moment as an elderly sick person, let's say, and they say, oh, we want your organs. Why don't you just agree
or
to sign
the mentally
here?
Ill. The mentally ill have the state as their ward that has been announced in Canada, and then now the state's going to say, oh, you wanted to die. I mean, that is criminal mind control right there.
Absolutely. We're entering a very dark time, but those of us who are awake and informed, such as your viewers, we can navigate this, we can survive, we can rebuild after the collapse.
Mike Adams, stay right there. Let's look at the Davos Group and those big developments there and the resignation of the Prime Minister of New Zealand. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Well, there's no doubt now of the transhumanist predatory nature of the globalists and the fact that they really mean to do all the things they said they were going to do for decades in preparation. Now the technology's there, they're making their move. And I don't want to be over-optimistic, but I want to be honest with people. I see massive rejection of their programs worldwide. I see an accelerated awakening. There's so many examples of that I won't go back over today, but look at all the people that are pushing the Davos UN globalist agenda being the most unpopular, being absolutely hated. Look at all these populist parties moving forward against the globalist. And yeah, then the State Department runs in and removes them from office with fraud, but that only then wakes up more people. Mike, what do you make? I'm going to play a little bit of this. I'm sure you've seen it. Full videos on Infowars.com of the wonderful folks over at Rebel Media, Ezra Levant, and Avi Yamini, I think is how you say his name. He's been on the show, but on his show, great guy, I follow his work. I mean, getting Borla, and he won't answer the question, and for 5 minutes, they just tag team, and the thing's got tens of millions of views less than 24 hours later. Here is some of that footage.
Mr. Borla, can I ask you, when did you know that the vaccines didn't stop transmission? How long did you know that without saying it publicly?
Thank you very much.
I'm sorry. Answer that question. I mean, we now know that the vaccines didn't stop transmission, but why did you keep it secret? You said it was 100% effective, then 90%, then 80%, then 70%. But we now know that the vaccines do not stop transmission. Why did you keep that secret?
Have a nice day.
I won't have a nice day until I know the answer. Why did you keep it a secret that your vaccine did not stop transmission?
Is it time to apologize to the world, sir, to give refunds back to the countries that poured all their money into your vaccine that doesn't work, your ineffective vaccine?
Yeah, you have a little bit of red.
Are you not ashamed of what you've done in the last couple of years?
Do you have any apologies to the public, sir?
Are you proud of it? You've made millions on the backs of people's entire livelihoods. How does that feel to walk the streets as a millionaire on the backs of the regular person at home in Australia, in England, in Canada?
What do you think about on your yacht, sir? What do you think about on your private jet? Are you worried about product liability? Are you worried about myocarditis?
What about the sudden deaths?
And it just goes on and on. Klaus Schwab got caught, too, by another Japanese reporter and ran away in fear, scurrying, ran into an aqueduct. Mike Adams, I respect a lot of people, but I really respect your 35,000-foot view. I mean, it's basically the same as mine, but with different nuances. What would you call this moment in history we're at?
Well, first of all, Rebel News just demonstrated an extraordinary act of real journalism, and they are to be applauded for that. And notice that both the Pfizer CEO as well as Klaus Schwab, you know, try to flee these journalists. As you said, that Japanese independent media journalist was trying to ask a question, and Klaus Schwab said, well, who are you with? And she said, well, I'm an independent journalist. And he said, oh, no, thanks. We're not going to talk to you. They will only talk to the media that they control. And as you know, at the WEF right now, the meetings there, they're trying to push for global criminalization of any kind of dissenting speech. So this actually gets back to what I kind of opened with, that we are living in a scripted Truman Show false reality, and the narrative makers are the globalists who push everything false, you know, through science, through media, through science journals, and so on. If you disagree with their false reality, you are soon going to be deemed a criminal. not merely silenced, which is already the case in the UK and many other countries, but then charged and arrested.
By the way, that was my next point. We have the clips. They've got the deputy head of the EU saying, we know you're about to outlaw speech in America, starts giggling and talking to a Republican congressman about it. I mean, they're really announcing this.
Well, indeed they are, and this is going to set those new laws on a collision course, of course, with the Supreme Court and the First Amendment. And thank God that we have Trump's Supreme Court choices in place right now, not only for the First Amendment, but also for the Second Amendment. I know you've
Well, that's right. Every time I'm mad at Trump, I remember at least we've got a better Supreme Court than that. Yeah,
exactly. You know, Trump did a lot of good things, even though we disagree with him on his vaccine position currently. But he can still correct that, by the way. Nevertheless, the ATF, I believe, is going to get smacked down by the Supreme Court over this arm brace or stabilizing brace overreach attempt, just as the EPA was smacked down previously in a previous case.
And the Fifth Circuit just smacked down the bump stocks.
The bump stock ban, exactly, which, you know, notably, that was something that Trump supported. And a lot of us raised red flags about that. Said, you know, hey, Trump, if you support the bump stock ban, then what might the ATF do with it next? Well, we found out now it's the arm brace ban. And next it might be, you know, an enhanced trigger. It might be a pistol grip. It might be anything. So, or it might be a magazine that holds over three rounds or something, right? So we have a Supreme Court in place. We still have a Constitution. We've got to fight to defend it. I thank God for people in Congress like Matt Gaetz, for example, and Jim Jordan, people who are fighting for this. And the fact that the GOP now holds a majority in the House, it really is meaningful. And I fully understand, folks. I fully understand there are plenty of rhinos who have infiltrated the whole system. I know there are establishment Republicans that are not working in our interest, but there are at least 20-plus pro-America, pro-liberty, pro-freedom members of the House of Representatives.
And they can spotlight and bring forward all the key info, and they're that sliver vote, just like Manchin has so much power. He's not a good guy, but has so much power because there's a sliver majority for Democrats in the Senate, same way in the House. But I think what you're saying is that things are trending globally towards more and more awake pro-humans being in government, not just here. In fact, they say the Davos, they say the world's trending against us. We've got to hurry up and arrest them all. I mean, it's crazy. They're so nakedly authoritarian. They are so bad.
Right. Isn't it funny that things that you said 10 years ago that were called a conspiracy theory are now openly admitted, just publicly, even they brag about it now at these meetings. It's really extraordinary. But an important point to understand here is that globalism is failing. Globalism is collapsing. Even the global trade of goods and the very cheap shipping costs from secure ocean lanes and ocean liners and so on, which was really only enabled by U.S. naval dominance since the end of World War II, that is coming to an end. We are entering a multipolar world of not just United States domination, not over the Navy, I mean the oceans and the currency, but think about the Saudis, of course, are now saying they're going to sell oil in currencies other than the dollar. So we're going to have China, we're going to have Russia and BRICS nations and the United States vying for power. The U.S., for the first time in generations, is going to have to figure out how to get along with other nations rather than just bombing them and being an imperial force in the world. And as we see with Ukraine and the interactions with Russia, the U.S. State Department right now is utterly incompetent and filled with actual idiots who are driving us into global nuclear war rather than engaging in the kind of diplomacy that pulled us out of the Cuban Missile Crisis. So we've got to get back to understanding that the era of U.S. dominance over the world's currency, world's oil and energy, world trade and world politics, that era is coming to an end with massive implications that maybe we could talk about in the next segment.
Let's talk about that when we come back. And I want to get into some of the latest poison vaccine news that's incredible. And I want to introduce a term. I haven't thought of the proper term yet, but you talk about we want a multipolar world, not just a bipolar world or a unipolar world as we have now. But what about a micropolar world where if you have communities and independent ranching and farming and machining, like Amish 3.0, then that would create so many little poles of industry and of self-sufficiency that it checkmates all these big power conglomerates. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your last chance to get a historic signed copy of my number one best-selling book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Yes, you can get the book in stores. You can find it online. But if you want to get a historic signed copy and be part of our fundraiser to stay on air, go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to the book section and get your signed book. There are only about 1,000 of these left, and when they're gone, they're gone. I'm never going to sign the book again. We have a little limited edition thing coming out later. There's a piece of art that goes with the book, but I haven't even decided when I'm going to do that. It may never happen. But for just simple, straight-up signed books, and to be part of this fundraiser, this is the last time you'll be able to get the signed book at InfoWarsStore.com. I thank you all for your support. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com and get your signed book today, and I thank you for keeping us in the fight against the globalists.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
For rent for a long time, though that's all coming out because they're trying to get rid of Biden so he doesn't run again. Those are distractionary issues. We still hit them some because they have some importance, but not in the big picture. This whole forced takeover of society and of civilization that we're witnessing is post-human, in their own words. I mean, listening, Yuval Noah Harari, just constantly, your life's over, you're a bug, we're taking you over. And this isn't some kook, you know, who's schizophrenic at the bus station. These are the people that want full control of our lives with the vaccine passports, with the universal basic incomes, with the social credit score, and they're almost there. They're almost there. They're announcing they're going to ban coffee now. Mainstream news, Associated Press, it's bad for the earth. It's all a lie. And we're here exposing it. That's why 10 years ago I could count on two hands the people that really knew what was going on that were prominent and speaking out. Now if I start trying to think about the numbers of people that really get the game, it's thousands of prominent people. It's millions of people that are active, billions that are waking up. And so I cannot stress enough to all of you my thanks for your support over the years, because despite all the tribulations and all the attacks and all the lies that have been told about us, it's well worth it to go through this process, because we're standing up for humanity and we're not betraying our ancestors and ourselves and our children and their children. This is really the big deal. We're covering the real systems in the world, not the distractions, not the diversions, and we've proven that. That's what people say. It's like Alex Jones is writing the script or something. It all came true. How'd he know? I was reading their documents. I didn't get any of this out of a crystal ball. And I've known Mike Adams now over 15 years. He's really gotten it as well. And so it's so important to support National News, the work he does, and spread his information and his independent media outlet that's so successful, Brighteon. And it's so important to support InfoWarsStore.com. I'll go back to Mike in a moment, but what really hurt us, we tracked it back with callers and emails and people on the street, was when they had that financial expert in the Texas show trial say, I have $400 million, people think, well, nobody lies on the stand like that. I mean, no one would just say that. Folks, at that time, I had $1 million in my personal bank account, and InfoWars had about $1.5 million. InfoWars currently, as of accounting today, has about $500,000 in it. That's basically empty. When you got to pay for things and pay employees and an operation this high. So it's like you got to get home and it's 30 miles away and you got gas to get 10 miles. I personally have less than $100,000 in my account. I don't see that as an ego thing. I'm actually proud that I've expended everything and put it all into this fight and did save millions of dollars in an emergency fund, knowing it would be needed someday, and that got us through. But I told listeners, less than 1% of you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. Less than 1% of you do that. And I understand. You don't have to buy anything. I'm not mad at you. But if just 2% would buy products, we'd have plenty of money, actually. So we're appealing these judgments. That'll take years. We're not being shut down. We don't have $400 million. We don't have $1.5 million. None of that is true, ladies and gentlemen. And the good news is the last week we have had we've had about $400,000 extra come in. That brings us about 40% of the way we need to go out of the hole we're in right now of another $600,000 or so. And so in the past, I could just kick money in that I'd saved knowing it would be needed at certain times. That is not the case now. We are out of gas. We have great products you need. Everything you order is in stock, ready to ship, and we're betting on the future. We're taking all the money that comes in and putting it into future product that's going to be coming back in X2, X3, things like that. So we're actually on a decent course if we can simply get the regular amount of orders we have and another $600,000 here in the next 3 weeks to a month. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, get great products that are amazing, make a one-time donation. I want to thank all of you that have already done that, and just know that you really are changing the world. There's nowhere you can fund that's having a bigger effect in the aggregate. And I've been told that not just by common folks who are so special, but the highest levels in government, you name it. I'm not going to toot my horn. I asked some of these people, I said, can I go ahead and say you said that? They go, well, yeah, go ahead, but I'm not going to even do that because there's no point. You know I'm telling you the truth. Foreign leaders, governments, intelligence heads, you name it. We really are the tip of the spear, because it's not just Alex Jones. It's our guests. It's our callers. It's the reports we put out. It's the people we have on. But this is one of the biggest audiences out there, despite the attacks, and I thank you for your support. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Supernova Vitality back in stock. VasoBeats back in stock. Alpha Power back in stock. Living Defense back in stock. Physio Magnesium back in stock, but limited supplies. Immune Support, 40% off ending soon. BrainForce Plus and BrainForce Ultra, 50% off ending soon. Whole Food Multivitamin, 40% off ending soon. Vitamin C with zinc, the 1100% from Rose Hips, the Linus Pauling formula with zinc, 40% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, highest grade. Can't even get this in stores. 40% off. Pain MD, our new product is amazing. 40% off. 1776 Testosterone Boost, new product, 40% off. X7 Diet Force, selling out, 40% off. Vitamin D3 gummies, 50% off. Selling out soon. It's all there. And with the testosterone boost, that's an already a national bestseller that Solana is private label under the name 1776 Testosterone Boost. That's there. Same thing with Pain MD and HGH. Max Boost is also back in stock, 40% off. I'm done plugging, Mike. I appreciate you coming on with us. We've got a lot more to cover. But can you, because I know you say kind things, but you're a smart guy that people respect. What is your view of the importance of InfoWars?
Let me add something here that you didn't ask me to say this, but I got to tell you a true story that just happened in my lab regarding your CBD product that is just outstanding. So I had a distant relative suffering from seizures, and they called me and asked me, what should we get? And I said, look, you should try CBD because it's got CBDA in it, cannabinoids and cannabidiolic acid, excuse me. The CBDA has this effect with people and, anti-seizure effects. And I said, you got to try this. So I bought on your store two vials of your CBD, 1,000 milligrams. I couldn't believe the price that you had. It was so low. I mean, the value of that, if people know this industry, the price is very, very good. I sent a bottle to my family member. I kept a bottle for myself. And then my family member was using it, having amazing results. I sent a bottle. Well, my lab director was working on a new method to quantitate cannabinoids, about 10 or 12 of them, using a single four-minute method on an LC-MS instrument, a mass spec instrument. And she asked me, hey, do you have a sample of CBD oil that we can test on this method? And I said, okay, sure. So I gave her a sample blind. She didn't know it was InfoWars or any brand or anything. Gave it to her blind. She ran the sample, got the results. And, wow, this is a full profile. It's a full spectrum. It's got CBDA in it. I said, yeah, of course it does. It's got CBD. And it's, super, super low THC. We test for Delta 9 and all that stuff. And I asked her, I said, okay, you've tested about 100 CBD products. What do you think this product would cost in the marketplace, just looking at the lab results? She said, $150, in the same volume that you have. I just looked at your store. This is, I think, $67 or $68 on InfoWars store. No joke, Alex. And you didn't ask me to talk about this, but I got to tell you, just independently, this CBD product that you have is an outstanding value. It's outstanding. I'm taking it myself, and it's helping my family members. So I just want to put that on the record. It's the real deal.
Well, I appreciate that. I didn't know that happened. I mean, here's all that happened with the InfoWars MD line. We went out looking for new suppliers because we were getting blocked everywhere and having issues getting the stuff we wanted, as you know, with supply chain breakdowns. We ran into two big companies that are listeners, and this particular company said, we have over 50 products. Most of them are already top sellers. And I said, well, what do you think your best products are? They said, well, this is wide-spectrum CBD that we sell under a couple different names in stores and at medical clinics for about $120 to $150. We recommend you sell it for $100, and we got to buy it for like $30. And I just said, no, we're going to double our money's enough. So, yes, this is $100 to $120, especially the 1,000-milligram one, CBD, yep, for about half the price. And so you nailed it.
Absolutely.
Because I'm not a big top tester like you, an expert. I just go out and say, what's top rated? Who's already got the best test? Who is that? And then that way we know it's already built in, that it's quality. So thank you for the support.
Well, yeah, and understand, a lot of CBD products out there, because they're subjected to a lot of heat, so the CBDA is destroyed through heat, or really it's converted into CBD. But you need to have a little bit of CBDA to have that full spectrum impact. And that's what I'm looking for. I don't want just CBD. I want the full spectrum. So it has to be processed correctly. And whoever you're using as your source, they know how to do that to maintain it so it keeps all those molecules in their form. CBDA is very delicate, and it can be destroyed through heat.
All right, stay there, Mike. Yeah. I got to shut up and give you the floor in the last 11-minute segment to get into all the other news you've got and where this takeover's happening, how we beat it. We'll talk about that topic I raised of micro polls. Stay with us, naturalnews.com. Be sure to visit the site.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time.
That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Second of this hour, then two reporters from New Zealand on the globalist protege, his darling, he said, the person he's most proud of, other than Justin Trudeau in Canada, removed, basically crying up there, freaked out as the people hate her, right at a 20% approval rating if she had the election today, so she's bowing out before the election. Mike, before the last segment, you were going to get to some other points, then we got off on a tangent about InfoWars. I appreciate your kind words last segment. But just in closing, last 10 minutes, you got the floor to hit all the other great things you're researching.
Well, we need to look at what's going to happen when we have the collapse of globalism and global supply chains and how it means that the entire green energy movement is headed for a total collapse. Because, you know, if you mine coal and just burn coal for electricity, you can do that locally in almost any country in the world. You can do that in Texas.
And we have a, 10,000-year estimated supply at current burn rate worldwide?
Well, right, exactly. And, you know, with all the scrubbers and everything, it's very clean. The only real emission is CO2, which is plant food for the rainforest, for the flowers that the pollinators need, for the crops. More CO2 means more food crops. So the collapse of globalization means that the green energy will be impacted so strongly because the green energy infrastructure requires mining of at least 15 different minerals from many different nations around the world, including near-collapse nations like the Democratic Republic of Congo, for example. That's where you get most of the cobalt in the world. But you've got to mine cobalt and lithium and copper and zinc and aluminum and many other rare earth minerals as well in order to build the solar panels and to build the wind farms and to build the electronics that control these systems, charge controllers and inverters and so on. So it's a very complex system. That complex system can only function when you have a dominant global naval power that's keeping the ocean shipping lanes relatively safe and secure, which enables the relatively rapid and low-cost shipping of mined goods around the world so that one country is mining it and then it's shipped to another country for smelting operations. And then from that smelting operation, it goes to another country for refinement into a higher purity metal. For example, Japan does a lot of high purity smelting. But right now today, because of this global crackdown, this collapse of food and energy infrastructure, we are already witnessing the deindustrialization of Western Europe. We have seen shutdowns of 70%+ of the smelting operations for aluminum, for copper, for iron ore, and because of high energy prices due to the U.S. and the U.K. destroying the Nord Stream pipelines, by the way, and cutting off Russia with the SWIFT system, you have shutdowns of even glass manufacturers in France, for example. Industry in Europe is collapsing. You've got BASF, B-A-S-F, that has already announced that they are cratering their operations in Germany and they're moving to China. Why? They can't afford the energy costs and they don't have the raw feedstock material of natural gas molecules, the hydrocarbons that go into the molecules that they manufacture, including ammonia, NH3. The H is from hydrocarbons. The N is nitrogen from atmospheric nitrogen. You combine those two through the Haber-Bosch process and you get, you know, ammonia, and then you get urea, and you get nitrogen-based fertilizers, which are in very scarce supply now for the coming planting season, the spring season for the northern hemisphere. So you're going to have food shortages, but you're going to have a collapse of the green energy system, as I said, as globalism collapses. And this means things are going to become local. And as you said, Alex, in the previous segment, yes, we need to have local industry. But we've also got to understand that local means we lose the efficiencies of cheap overseas labor, and we will enter a time when things will be significantly more expensive and more scarce, very difficult to get as they're local. I mean,
but if you're prepositioned, you'll be able to supply the new economy, and that's what they're counting on, is that we don't prepare and gear up for the collapse they know that's coming, that they want to position themselves for vertical integration, and then we're hands out begging to them with universal basic income. But those of us that position to expand domestic organic farming and food production are really going to be the new leaders, and we can form organizations of political power around those to protect those micro polar systems.
We need, in effect, Trump was right about nationalism and protectionism of the United States. We need to develop national resources for commodities, for energy, which happened under Trump. We were very successful. We were a net energy exporter. But we've got to develop rare earth minerals mining and the industrial metals that go into manufacturing. See, Russia has actually done this very well because they were forced to, because of all the economic sanctions. They had to develop their domestic industries because they couldn't rely on supply chains outside of Russia. The United States has been trading with China and with Southeast Asia and Japan and Mexico and everywhere else in the world. And so the U.S. has resisted this development of the local supply chains that allow for domestic production, resiliency, and redundancy. See, this is where the U.S. is going to get just slammed hard. As this global system shuts down, we're going to have scarcity, shortages of everything imaginable, appliances, automobiles, you know, home building materials, plumbing, and green energy devices. Electric cars, forget it. You won't be able to replace those battery packs in 5 to 10 years. Why? There won't be a global supply chain that can provide the components necessary to build those battery packs. You got to get back to simple. Simple.
So let me ask you this question. The globalists have wargamed this all out, and you're absolutely right. This is happening. You predicted a decade ago. How did they kill their own global system? Because they want to hurt the average person, but then kill the source of their power. It's like a snake eating itself.
Because they see the source of their power, going back to segment one, as the rise of AI and the obsolescence of human beings. They no longer need to exploit our labor. They no longer need to loot us with taxation.
Sure, but if they're not going to be able to get enough of the rare earth minerals to build these machines, then they're going to fail, which is why it looks like they're betting on China, because whether you look at carbon or any of it, they've given China strategically 98% control of rare earth minerals. They get all the carbon they want. They're shutting everybody else's carbon off. It looks like the globalists are fixing the world no matter what so that China comes out on top.
You're right. Exactly right. You nailed it. They're planning on China domination for the next century, just as the U.S. dominated the last century or so, or more, a little bit more. But China domination has its own problems because China is suffering, of course, a demographic implosion. China's population is shrinking for the first time. They don't have enough young women to reproduce, to even resupply their own labor pool. China is a debt-based economy. It has more debt, debt-to-GDP ratio than the United States by far. China is embroiled in, you know, the property Ponzi scandal, and they don't have retirement systems, and they can't grow enough of their own food.
So how do you see it playing out? How do you, the million-foot view, how do you see this playing out?
I see a very high likelihood of a combined Russia attack on NATO and a Chinese economic attack, export embargo against the United States, and a naval embargo against Taiwan, and it combined. Because the U.S. is out of munitions, they've been shipping everything to Ukraine, where it's being chewed up by the Russians. So when the Russians launch their coming offensive, which will likely happen in the next 90 days, we will see China move aggressively, I believe, economically and in supply chains against the United States.
That's and as you know, Russia's now calling up over a million extra men.
Absolutely. Widespread mobilization. Russia is planning for full-on war with NATO. And I think that there's no way that Germany doesn't get pulled into this. Poland already realizes this. They're trying to bring up hundreds of thousands of troops in order to face off against Russia. The UK is way behind the curve, and the U.S. is behind the curve, because the U.S. is led right now by, again, I would say woke idiots in the State Department who don't understand warfare, they don't understand logistics or even cause and effect, and they certainly don't understand Russia and Russian history. So the U.S. is about to get really hammered hard on a two-front war, kinetic from Russia, economic from China, and also financial through the new launch of the BRICS Plus Nations Global Reserve Currency System backed by commodities such as gold and energy. This is... I don't know how the U.S. comes out of this as the dominant major player anymore. I don't think that's possible at all. It's going to be a multipolar world.
In closing, what do you make of the Davos Group admitting, or is this some type of foil? They're having their ass kicked. Everybody hates them. They're like hit the panic button, censor, censor, help us, help us. Their minions are getting removed from office everywhere. What do you make of what's happening to the Davos Group?
Well, I think they've reached this level of desperation where they can no longer hide. And part of that, by the way, is... The credit is due to you. You were out there going to these kinds of meetings, you know, a decade ago when everybody thought it was a conspiracy theory that these weren't even happening. You know, you blazed a trail on that. But they have nothing left in the tank other than to just admit it all and just try to force everything down your throat. And that's why I think they will ultimately fail. But in the process of the globalists failing, they will destroy national economies. They will kill a couple of billion human beings on this planet. That process has already begun, and they will destroy abundance for probably a generation. It's going to take a long time.
I agree. They're at war with prosperity, and they admit that because they want us poor to control us. That's what it's all about. NaturalNews.com, Mike Adams, incredible interview. I always watch your work. Thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you, Alex. Take care.
All right, I'm going to do another 5 minutes. When I come back, hit a few big stories we haven't gotten to, and then I'm going to introduce the Counterspin co-hosts that are going to be joining us to talk about the huge news that's unfolding in New Zealand and more. But that New Zealand's been ground zero for their control.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.